Look, Bumble knows you're exhausted by dating. All the, must not take yourself too seriously, and 6-1 since that matters, and what do I even say other than, hey? Well, that's why they're introducing an all-new Bumble, with exciting features to make compatibility easier, starting the chat better, and dating safer. They've changed, so you don't have to. Download the new Bumble now.
At Evernorth Health Services, we believe costs shouldn't get in the way of life-changing care, and we're doing everything in our power to make it possible. Behavioral health solutions that also keep your projections at their best? It's possible. Pharmacy benefits that benefit your bottom line? It's possible. Complex specialty care that cares about your ROI? It's possible. Because we're already doing it, all while saving businesses billions. That's Wonder made possible. Learn more at evernorth.com/wonder.
It's time for Crack the Customer Code, the ultimate podcast to help you unlock the secrets to understanding and connecting with your customers.
So this is a very special bourbon summit. Why is it special?
We are in the same room, the same place.
It is live, but not really because you're going to listen to it recorded, but for us it is live, and we are together on the same microphone. And this is cool. So we are doing our bourbon summits, and we're actually going to be able to not do a virtual toast, but a real clink of the glasses here.
Love it.
So we're super excited. We had our excellent season this season, and we're going to recap a little bit of that and talk about our questions, talk about our bourbon, of course. That's first and foremost.
Yeah.
So Jeannie was nice. She's here. We're at my place. We're in Florida. And she sent a bottle ahead of time for the Bourbon Summit.
There
so
you go.
If you can get a podcast partner like Jeannie, don't. I mean, no, do. Absolutely do.
As long as she sends bourbon.
So let's talk about our bourbon here. So we're not going to have two bourbons. We're only going to have one because we're drinking the same one. You had a little story behind this, right?
Yeah, this is a limited edition Maker's Mark cask strength. And it's, profile number 46. So I have gone to the Maker's Mark distillery, and they served something. It was either this or something close to it, which I loved. But they really only sell it there. So I was really excited when I found it where I could send it to you. And, you know, I thought you just needed a new one for the Bourbon Summit.
Well, thank you. And I can taste the cask strength. So... We're going to go slow so the Bourbon Summit doesn't devolve into something it shouldn't be.
That's a nice drink.
You got a little kick there, huh?
Yeah, a nice drink.
So, Jeannie, this was an interesting season. We had some really cool guests, some really cool discussions, and we had a question we asked everybody.
That's right. We basically talk so much about change in all of our seasons because whenever you're dealing with customer experience, you have to really... stay up with the changes of customer expectations. You have to make sure that you are leading the right way, that you're tracking the right metrics. And of course, all those things change. That we thought for this season, let's ask our guests, what won't change for the future of customer experience? What won't change no matter what in customer experience? And we got some really well thought out answers. We talked a lot about some of the things that we talk about a lot, like empathy, you know, that's something that won't change. And I think the other thing that as we approach change, we have to think about as CX leaders is really that at the end of the day, this is always about that individual that you're serving. It's always about that human at the end of the journey, the one who's receiving the service. And that won't change either. So we got some great stuff from our guests.
100%. I mean, that would have been my answer, or is my answer. I don't know if we're doing answers this time, but I mean, yeah, I think that's the thing we know doesn't change, or certainly doesn't change in any time frame in which it's going to matter to us, which is the human brain, human emotion, how we interact with that emotion, how we interact with customers, particularly through digital interfaces and digital technology changes. I don't know, every 5 seconds, but the actual humans don't change much. Obviously, they're influenced by culture. They're influenced by what's happening. They're influenced by, as we've talked about many times in this season and previous seasons, a global pandemic, for example.
Yep. And I think, you know, these last few years have taught us so much about how to adapt and how to be flexible, and how important it is to really meet people where they are in that moment. Because you can make all the plans in the world, and then this global pandemic comes along, or your supply chain gets disrupted, or all the things that we've had to deal with. And so I think that's something that we've just learned, that we can adapt, we can be flexible, and we can still deliver on the customer experience promises that we've made.
100%. And I would even add that if we're, you know, one of the reasons this is a good question, this may be my favorite question we've asked, end of season or end of episode question, because it is what we have to bear in mind as we go forward. Like, what is not going to change? Mm-hmm. And how do we maintain our perspective, maintain our strategies and our techniques for what won't change as everything around it is changing?
Yeah.
As our technology is changing, our expectations are changing, or as we know, you know, we talked a lot about employee experience now. Mm-hmm. About every layer of that has been changing, yeah. Right? And we still have I won't say the same objectives, but, you know, broad strokes, similar objectives for customer experience.
Right. That's right. I mean, I think we talked about empathy. I think that's something that won't change. You always need to express empathy. I think you've heard me say this, but I'm a big believer that you need to have a mission. You need to understand what promise you're really making, because that's how you define success. And if you have those things, anything else around you can change. You can have different rules. You can have different expectations. You can have different disruptions in the world. But if you know the promise that you're making and you are committed to sharing that in a way that shows empathy for your customers and your employees, then everything else can change. But those will be the foundations for success, in my humble opinion.
Well, I would agree. I think it's like having a goal in life. It's anything. It's if you know where you're headed, it's easier to not get distracted mm-hmm. by all the changes, right? If you know your strategy, if you know your mission or your purpose, and you are walking around the conference and there are 44 software vendors telling you the new software, yeah. Well, you're going to know which ones are actually relevant to talk to. You're mm-hmm. going to know which ones are the ones that, okay, might help what our goal is, mm-hmm. as opposed to just, oh, wow, that's a really nice shiny, that's cool, you can do that.
Yep.
But yep. It's not what you need for your customers, or it's mm-hmm. not what you need to deliver the experience across I don't know if anyone has a 5-year plan anymore, but your 5-month plan.
It's true.
Right.
It's true. And I think you bring up a great point where when you're walking around and looking at those softwares and things, a lot of them are saying, this is the solution to this very specific problem. And I think in customer experience,
the honest ones are.
Yeah. Yeah, exactly. And I think in customer experience work, we have to look way beyond that one solution. We have to make sure that we're really understanding, what is that feeling we're trying to evoke? What is the goal of that customer, and how can we really support that? It's not just about problem solving. It's bigger than that. And I think that's what I love about it. It's so nuanced and complex. You know, every day is different, and that's kind of fun.
That is kind of fun. You're getting a little sentimental.
I am.
We haven't even gotten through that much bourbon yet.
I know, but it's
clink,
tasty.
Clink again.
Clink,
yeah,
clink,
drink, clink.
Clink, clink.
No, I mean, that, I think, you know, for our listeners, people we talk to, I mean, that is one of the really cool things about customer experience is, despite what we're talking about, which is what won't change. Well, mm-hmm. the thing that won't change is human emotion, which is changing all the time, but just not in the aggregate, right?
Yeah.
I mean, it's a very variable thing from one human to the next, who you're dealing mm-hmm. with, who you're talking to, who you're trying to figure out their expectations and deliver to them. It's a non-changing in the macro, but is always changing in the micro.
That's right.
And that, along with all the other changes in the industry, one thing, this industry is not boring, right? I mean, it's a lot of things, but it's not. And it's, I think more rewarding than ever mm-hmm. to, people are, you know, we've talked about a lot about this, particularly since the pandemic started. People are more stressed than ever. People are more, just uptight, quite frankly, than ever. And I think the more good we can do, the more good experiences we can add, the better.
Yep. Well, it makes a better world just by creating things that are better for individual customers. We're making their days better. We're making the world better just by sending that positivity out there.
And you know who else is making our world better, Jeannie, and our customers' world better, and just the whole world a better place, really.
I bet I know. I bet it's our listeners.
It is our listeners.
Pop quiz, and I aced it.
You did. You nailed it. Even with a couple of sips of bourbon.
There
wow,
you go.
Special.
There you go. Yeah.
Well, it's been a great season. This is very cool that we got to close it out together
it is.
Live.
It
so
is.
Cool. Not live for y'all, but it's live for us again.
In real life. IRL.
IRL, is that what yeah. it is? Okay, very nice.
Thank you all so much for being part of this season and for being part of all of our seasons. And we look forward to continuing to explore customer experience with you as we move forward. Thank you so much for listening to Crack the Customer Code. You can find us as a proud member of C-Suite Radio, so be sure to check out all the great content at csuiteradio.com and csuitetv.com. I'm Jeannie Walters. Come find me at experienceinvestigators.com.
And I'm Adam DePork, and you can connect with me at customersthatstick.com. Until next time, take care of yourself.
And take care of your customers.
This podcast is a part of the C-Suite Radio Network. For more top business podcasts, visit c-suiteradio.com.